This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Wednesday signed an executive order declaring a national emergency and barring U.S. companies from using telecommunications equipment made by firms that pose a national security risk. The order paves the way for a ban on doing business with China's Huawei Technologies Company. It directs the Commerce Department, working with other government agencies, to draw up a plan for enforcement within 150 days. Washington believes equipment manufactured by Huawei could be used by the Chinese government to spy. Huawei said in a statement that restricting it from doing business in the United States will not make the U.S. more secure. It said the move will only limit the U.S. to inferior, yet more expensive alternatives. The ban could also affect shares of Huawei's U.S. suppliers, including chipmakers Qualcomm and Broadcom, Incorporated. Alabama's Republican governor has signed a bill that would make virtually all abortions illegal in the state. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
Less than 24 hours after it won approval in the state Senate, Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey signed the most stringent abortion legislation in the nation. Ivey released a statement saying the legislation stands as a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God. The bill would make performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony, with punishments of 10 to 99 years or life in prison for the provider. The lone exception would be when the woman's health is at serious risk. I'm Mike Gracia.
A positive day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing in the black. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 0.45%. The S&P gained 0.58%, and the Nasdaq added 1.13%. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday ordered its non-emergency employees to leave Iraq as American lawmakers worried openly about a potential march to war with Iran. The drawdown of personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and the consulate in Erbil comes as the Trump administration warns of potential threats against American forces in the Middle East from Iranian or Iranian-backed proxies. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York demanded more transparency from the Trump administration.
President Trump, what is your strategy? Where are you headed? And why aren't you talking to Congress about it?
Germany and the Netherlands, meanwhile, also decided to postpone military exercises in Iraq, though Berlin said it had no indication of an imminent threat to its troops. The White House's top lawyer is harshly criticizing a House judiciary probe into President Trump's activities. AP Sagar Meghani has details.
In a letter to the House Judiciary Committee, counsel Pat Cipollone's rejecting the panel's sweeping document requests. He's suggesting Democrats are seeking a do-over of the special counsel's Russia probe and wonders whether the House investigation is a legitimate exercise of Congress's oversight authority. The panel's voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for refusing a subpoena to provide the special counsel's entire unredacted report. Cipollone says the White House will resist the panel's overbroad demands. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A memorial service was held in Colorado Wednesday for a student shot and killed at his school. Ed Donahue has details.
You all know his name, Kendrick Castillo.
Friends like Jordan Monk say it's no surprise Castillo tried to stop the two shooters.
He died for us. Now it's time for us to live for him.
His dad, John Castillo, says he always knew his son was a gift. He says Kendrick would want him to have the strength to help everyone heal.
If there's ever anything I can do for any of you, you can pick up my phone number or you could walk in our door.
In the words of his former principal, Charlene Mollis, Kendrick Castillo is certainly proof one person can make a difference. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also, on Wednesday, the two teenagers accused of killing Kendrick Castillo and wounding eight other students appeared in court to face dozens of charges, including murder, attempted murder, and theft. And the United States has suspended all commercial flights between the U.S. and Venezuela. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says that she, along with the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security, have determined conditions exist in Venezuela that threaten the safety or security of passengers, aircraft, or crew. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.